we'll do a quick class in halacha to discuss the laws of Chanukah. So we're taught that there are four empires, right? Avram is told in the covenant there will be four empires. Daniel sees four animals that represent the four empires. And the four empires divide into pairs. So the first empire was Babel and Kasdim. They're the ones who destroyed the first temple. And then they were taken over by Paras and Madai, Persian and Mede. And then the Persian Mede Empire gave us license to rebuild the second Beit HaMikdash, the second temple. And then they rescinded that license until the story of Purim. And then Ahasuerus' son gives us a new license to rebuild the Beit HaMikdash. And we have the second temple period, which begins under the Persian Mede Empire. And then the Persian Mede Empire is overtaken by Yavan and Mukton, Greece and Macedon. And that empire also takes over the land of Israel. And so we are subservient to them. And they establish a governor. And they do everything they can to cause the Jewish people to stop keeping Torah and mitzvot. And as we will learn, Be'ezrat Hashem, this Thursday, as we study the story of Chanukah, they had a very direct intention to break our covenant with Hashem. They didn't just say, let's make decrees against the Jews. They said, we have an intention, let's ensure that the Jews break their covenant with Hashem. Let's ensure they stop keeping Shabbos. Let's ensure they stop keeping the circumcision, the Brit Milah. They had goals. They removed the door from the Jewish homes. They wouldn't have privacy. They made each Jew engrave into the ox, the horn of their ox. I have no portion in the God of Israel. And this was the third empire. We were forewarned this would happen. And then a group of Kohanim led a rebellion against them. And according to the Meiri, they called in the Romans to help them. And the Chashmonaim, as they were called, this family, led a rebellion which lasted quite a period of time, fighting the Greeks, until finally the Greeks pulled out of Israel and we had autonomy for two centuries. And that was the end of the Greek period. So the end of the Third Kingdom, really the final victory that indicated we had won and we can reestablish the temple was on the 25th of Kislev. And so the sages gave it a name. Chanu, we came to a rest. We knew we were going on to the next empire. We knew there would still be the Roman Empire we had to contend with. But Chanu, we came to a rest. Ka, on the 25th of Kislev. And when they came to the temple, so they found that the Greeks had actively defiled the temple. They purposely brought pig inside. They purposely did what they could to defile the temple. It wasn't just let's fight the Jews, it was let's defile that which is holy to them. And they were very poor at that time, so they built a menorah out of wood. They couldn't build a regular menorah. They built a wooden menorah, and they didn't have oil. But there was this one flask which they found, and in ancient times oil was so precious, they would keep it in small earthenware flasks. And that flask had the seal of the Kohen Gadol, it was buried. And so when they found it, they could tell that the Greeks hadn't seen it, because otherwise they would have broken it. And they had very little oil in that flask, enough to light one night. They filled this new menorah that they had built out of wood, and every night they could refill the menorah from the same flask. So it was miraculous. They saw already on the first night that the flask didn't empty out. This little flask could refill the menorah eight times. So the rabbis saw this as a miracle. And the next year they said, okay, that's a sign. We have to establish these 8 days. That's the amount of time it would take to get new pure oil. So they established those 8 days that the old oil lasted, they established them as the holiday of Chanukah, where the responsibility on the holiday of Chanukah is lehodot ulehalel, to give praise and thanks to Hashem. And one of the themes of Chanukah, the Gra explains, is that it gave us the light. It's the final holiday. Purim and Chanukah, they are the indicator that we're still the chosen people. Even if our enemies persecute us, even if there's a Haman, even if there's a Greek empire, at the end of the day, we would have to endure this long exile of the Fourth Empire. And the message of these two holidays is it's not over. We are still the chosen people. So it gives us a tremendous strength throughout our exile to know that Hashem still made miracles on our behalf on Purim and Chanukah. So those two, the Gra gives a beautiful midrash about a prince who misbehaves until his father kicks him out of the palace, and then he's being chased. He has a danger. A bear comes to kill him, and different things happen. But each time the king's men show up to save him. Or a different version of the midrash is it starts raining and he's out and he's getting all wet and he's in pain and he wonders, how can my father do this to me? And then there's lightning. And because of the lightning, he has light in the middle of the night and he sees far away the king's men are standing there. And he understands that because of the lightning and he sees the king's men, he understands that even though the king put him in the forest, he's keeping an eye on him. And that he's going to make it out of the forest alive. He might suffer, but he'll make it out alive because the king's men are still watching him. And that's the idea of Chanukah and Purim. That's the light that shows us that in this long period, Hashem is still watching over us. So Chanukah are 8 days where we have a responsibility to be happy. We're not supposed to do sad things. If a person passes away, we don't eulogize on Chanukah. We don't spend our time crying. Chanukah, you're supposed to be happy. On Chanukah, we say praise, we thank Hashem. Even the lighting of the Chanukah candles is to arouse in us a thanking of Hashem for what He's done for us. One of the great things about Chanukah is that on Chanukah we celebrate that we serve Hashem. It's a celebration of the ability to go back to do the mitzvot. The Greeks said no doing mitzvot, and then we won the war. The war wasn't about our autonomy. The war was, will Jews keep mitzvot or not? So Chanukah is a celebration over the idea that I can keep mitzvot. So we thank Hashem. That's the theme of Chanukah. So on Chanukah, when we eat a meal and bench, Birkat HaMazon, we add Ala Nisim, within No Delecha, we thank Hashem. And in Shmona Esre, we add Ala Nisim, also in the Modim. At the end of the modem, we add Ala Nisim. What is Ala Nisim? We say, I'm thanking you, Hashem. I say, no delecha, or modem anachnu lach. We're thanking Hashem. And at the end of the thank, we say, and I'm also thanking you over the miracles that happened in the period of Chanukah. After we light the candles, what do we say? Hanirot alalu shanu madlikim. These candles that were lighting are over the great victories you did on our behalf. Kedei lehodot. So that we will thank you over all the miracles you did for us. The conclusion of the Hanerot Alalu is, I'm lighting these candles so that I will thank you. So the theme of Chanukah is giving thanks to Hashem. We sing the Moz Tzur, which points out the four kingdoms, so that we notice that this was the third kingdom that we conquered. So that's the theme of Chanukah. What are the halachot of Chanukah? So on Chanukah we say Hallel every day, complete Hallel. On Chanukah, we make blessings over lighting the menorah, and we say Ala Nisim. We also have a special Torah reading on Chanukah. So what blessings do we make over lighting the Chanukah candles? So before we light the candle, we prepare the candle, and next class we'll discuss where we light our Chanukah candles. But before we light, we have the candle ready lit, and we make blessing number one, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kideshanu Bemitzvotav Vitzivanu, Ladlik Ner Shel Chanukah. Sfaradim Ashkenazim, there are slight variations, but that's the blessing. We bless over lighting a candle of Chanukah, a lamp of Chanukah. Technically, you could light only one lamp every night. You did your mitzvah. It's not nice. The nicer way is, as we know, day one you light one, day two you light two, etc. But technically, if you only have one, you could only light one, and you did your mitzvah. Now, after you make that blessing, so we make the blessing, Baruch Hashem L'Kenu Melech Olam, She'asan Nisim La'avoteinu. We thank Hashem who did miracles for our forefathers, and a convert can also use that terminology. Ba'yamim ha'em bazman hazeh. In those days, on this time, meaning on these days of Chanukah, in those days, in the days of the Greeks, Hashem made miracles on our behalf. And finally, on the first night, we make a blessing of Shechiyonu. As we do every holiday that comes, we make a Shechiyonu. And whenever we have a special mitzvah, when we shake lulav and esrog the first time for this year, we make a blessing of Shechiyonu. So here, we make the blessing of Shechiyonu over Chanukah, over the candle lighting. If you forgot to say Shechiyonu the first night when you lit, you wait till the second night that you light, and then you make your Shechiyonu. So we're making the Shechiyonu both over the lighting and over the holiday. So the first night we make three blessings, and every other night we make two blessings. In the next class, Bezrat Hashem, we will discuss what do you do if you don't have a house? You guys are going on a trip on Monday, Tuesday, right? Where do you light if you don't have your own house? So we'll try to discuss those details, Bezrat Hashem.